here's Jimmy J.
DJ of the Stars.
This is Rewind, remembering Marshall Lytle of Bill Haley's Comets. Al Jardine of the Beach Boys is next.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
Get around, round, round, round. I get around.
Get around,
round, round, I get around.
That was the very first number one hit for the Beach Boys with Al Jardine on the lead vocal. Now, I need to explain this next clip you're going to hear. Al and I have known each other since 1966. One day, we were talking and somehow Bill Haley's Comets came up in the conversation. Al mentioned to me how much he loved the group. I told him I knew Marshall very well and I asked him if he'd ever met them. He said no, but he always wanted to. So I said, well, would you like to talk with Marshall? He said, you could make that happen? Really? I go, absolutely. And I was amazed at how excited Al was. I called Marshall. We had a three-way conversation. Now, first, let me say to all the stars that know me personally, I do not record phone calls we have privately. But Alan Marshall was so into talking about music, how it was recorded, and so much more, my mind kept saying, what a shame the world could not hear this conversation. So about 15 minutes into the call, I decided I had to hit record. Right near the end, Al said to me, Jimmy, I hope you recorded that, and if you did, you have my permission to air it. Marshall said, hell yeah, put that on the radio. I told him I didn't get it all, but I did get maybe the last 15 minutes of it. They said, use it. I also want to say that the day after Marshall passed, Al called me and was so sad of Marshall's passing. He said, Jimmy, I really, really wanted to talk to him again one more time. Now, here is just one segment of Al Jardine from the Beach Boys and Marshall Lytle of Bill Haley's Comets, two music legends just talking shop. On Rewind.
Dude, you know, you guys are so tight, and that bass, that thumping bass, man,
well, that
was the key.
That was something that I worked very hard at with the drummer, who was a studio drummer out of New York, by the name of Billy Gusak. He played with Sid Caesar's Show of Shows. And,
oh, my God.
Oh, he was a genius on a set of drums.
Well, you guys and, together. Well, you were, too.
When we got together, Al, he said, Marshall, you and I got to go over here in the corner and play some time together. So he said, now, you just play that that shuffle thing that you do, and I'm going to play around you with the drums.
Uh-huh.
And then he started playing a shuffle beat with his left hand and a 2-4 beat with his right hand, and then playing riffs in between and everything. And man, we just created one hell of a beat, you know, with that.
That was it. That was the sound.
Along with my.
That was the sound.
It just fell in, man, and it drove people crazy.
How did you do? Who made the arrangements? Like for Rock on the Clock?
We all did. They were all head arrangements.
Just head arrangements.
They were just head arrangements. We had nothing written, and we'd say, "Well, hell, try this," you know, "Hell, try that."
So how I hate to be the big questionnaire here, you know, interrogator, but how did you switch? When did you switch from country to rock? Was it Rock the Joint?
Rock the Joint kind of switched us over.
And whose idea was that?
We started playing rhythm and blues.
So how did you all, all change over together, or did you lose some membership?
Well, we changed over little by little. All we did was really change our clothing. from the cowboy suits to the suits and tuxedos. And on our website, you can see where we just fresh right out of the Greenhorns. We took our cowboy clothes off and put on tuxedo jackets, and all of a sudden we were a rock and roll band.
Isn't that amazing? In today's language, who was the producer?
Basically, the producer was all of us together, and. The songwriters usually came in and gave us, what they
felt. I was going to say the songwriters probably had more to say about it in those days because they knew what they wanted. But how did you hook up with the right songwriters?
Well, Bill did a lot of writing, and I wrote with him. We wrote Crazy Man Crazy in his kitchen one day after we did a high school assembly. And some kid said, Bill says, "How'd you like our music?" The kid said, "It's crazy, man, crazy."
Oh, that's perfect.
And Bill wrote it down on his hand, and we went to his house, and he grabbed the guitar over in the corner while his wife was making lunch for us.
Okay.
And he hit a chord, and he says, "Crazy, man, crazy, crazy, man, crazy."
Yep.
And then I started throwing lines in with him, and we wrote the song in 30 minutes.
Brilliant. And then Rock the Joint, same thing, probably, huh?
Rock the Joint was written by someone else. Jimmy Preston, I believe, had that original hit on Rhythm and Blues, and we started doing it in the bars where we were playing to all the sailors and everything, and just drove them crazy. And Bill says, "Hey, we're going to record this. They love the song." So we recorded it, and it was the beginning of rock and roll.
I think that was the first 78 that I heard on a jukebox.
Yeah.
The Rock the Joint down in Hermosa Beach, California. I heard it on an old 1015 jukebox.
Yeah.
And that got me going. That got me interested in the band.
That's amazing. That's
Rock
amazing.
The Joint.
We're going to rock. We're going to roll. We're going to rock this joint tonight. Tear down the mailbox. Rip up the floor. Smash out the windows and knock down the door. We're going to rock. Rock this joint. We're going to rock. Rock this joint. We're going to rock. Rock this joint. We're going to rock this joint tonight. Well, 6 times 6 is 36. I ain't going to hit for 6 more licks. We're going to rock.
Hey, rock.
Rock this joint. We're going to rock.
Hey, rock.
Rock this joint. We're going to rock.
Hey, rock.
Rock this joint. We're going to rock this joint tonight. Side by side, flying low and flying wide. We're gonna rock.
Hey, rock.
Rock this joint. We're gonna rock.
Hey, rock.
Rock this joint. We're gonna rock.
Hey, rock.
Rock this joint. We're gonna rock this joint tonight. Well, 7 times 5 is 35. Man, oh man, oh man alive. We're gonna rock.
Hey, rock.
Rock this joint. We're gonna rock.
Hey, rock.
Rock this joint. We're gonna rock.
Hey, rock.
Rock this joint. We're gonna rock this joint tonight.
We're gonna rock
this joint tonight.
the line with us right now is the producer of Concerts at Sea, Tammy Seeley, who her and I have been at it for about 10 years now, I think, with Concerts at Sea. But this is the lady, the brains behind the whole operation. Tammy, you're on with Kathy and Trey Martin and I, and welcome to Today in News.
Hey, Karen.
Well, hey, thanks. Kathy, my love to you and all of Marshall's family, and especially all his fans, because nobody knows more than I do how much he loved his fans.
He sure did.
And they loved him, of course.
Tammy, tell the folks about what it was like whenever the Comets performed on that ship and the reaction. Do you remember when they used to walk into the dining room, what happened and all that stuff?
Well, you know, the funniest thing was when Paul told us, you got to have the Comets, you got to have the Comets. And, you know, we said, well, whatever Paul says goes. So so we hired the Comets. And the first year they were on, we didn't have, I can't remember what happened, but we couldn't have the main theater. So they put us in the smaller theater, if you remember, the Coral Lounge downstairs, which held about 300 people. But we had too many people to fill, you know, for the one show. So we had to ask the Comets if they would do two shows with like an hour in between each show. And they said, oh, sure, we can do that. So they put on the first show, blew everybody away. And then Paul comes up to me and he says, Tammy, you can't expect these old men to put on another show in an hour. They're going to be exhausted. And I said, well, Paul, I don't know what else to do. So I went back there, and the guys were in the dressing room, and it had been about 30 minutes. And I said, are you guys all right? And I said, the theater's full. And they said, we're ready. Let's do it again. 30-minute break. They came back on and did another show, same show, with just as much energy, blew the crowd away. And that night when they walked into the dining room, they got a standing ovation from the entire dining room on board the ship.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. Have you ever seen that before?
No, we've never had it. We've never asked an artist on our cruises to do two shows back to back with a 30-minute break.
No, but I'm talking about the standing ovation when he walked into the dining room.
No,
we had never seen that.
Never seen it. Everybody in the dining room stood up and gave them a round of applause. What even made it funnier, and a lot of people remember this, the day of the trivia, and I had been given some bad intel and had been told that there was a person who was doing trivia that was I'm not going to say what he was called because that's not what I call him now. But anyway, he did our trivia for us, and he came into the room, and the room was packed, probably about 150 people to do trivia, and he said that all the Comets were dead,
really?
And they were all sitting right there in the room.
He knew what he was talking about, huh? He really knew what he was talking about, yeah.
He really knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And needless to say, he was never invited back as our trivia guru. Maybe that's
where Marshall's song, We Ain't Dead Yet, came from.
Maybe so.
We started rocking back in 52. Now listen, people, when I'm telling you, keep your Viagra and your rocking chair. We may be old, but we sure ain't square. We ain't dead yet. We've been around a while, but don't you forget, we ain't dead yet. We kept on rocking out in 53, rocked around the clock and on TV. So dim them the lights and bless my soul, and we're still here playing rock and roll. We ain't dead yet. We ain't dead yet. We've been around a while, but don't you forget, we ain't dead yet. Started to twist. They said, hey baby, well now dig this. We're moving forward and we're still alive. And we're still rocking like in 1955. We ain't dead yet. We ain't dead yet. do it again. We're glad you're here with some time to spend, 'cause we wrote the book on how to rock. We can't slow down and we're never gonna stop. We ain't dead yet. We ain't dead yet. We've been around a while, but don't you forget, we ain't dead yet.
Rock and Rollers, don't miss the 2014 Where the Action Is Cruise, starring Paul Revere and the Raiders, B.J. Thomas, Mary Wilson of the Supremes, Charlie Thomas and the Drifters, the Cow Sills. Don't miss this incredible cruise. Go to concertsatsea.com for all the details or call 866-3-OLDIES. January 18, 2014, from Houston, Texas, to the ports of Cozumel, Roatan, and Belize, with Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stacey Wayne as Elvis, Jack Armstrong, Jimmy J, Chris Edwards, Steve and Jim, plus B.J. Thomas, Mary Wilson of the Supremes, Charlie Thomas and the Drifters, plus the Cow Sills. Go to concertsatsea.com or rewindshow.com, and you can call 1-866-3-OLDIES. Concerts at Sea. We're with you all the way.